Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. I want to welcome you to another edition of the Miracle Man Show here on Wednesday, the 14th of December of 2022. And I am your host tonight, the Miracle Man, coming to you live from Midland, Michigan, where I live, and it's great to be with you, and of course, we're only basically in like 11 and a half days, it'll be Christmas day, that is. And I think of it, and I go, I think of Christmas time as a season that actually starts, that actually really starts, like the regular season, like without the preseason, but just the regular season, like where everything counts, starts Black Friday. In my mind, that's when the real thing like totally kicks off. And goes to the 25th, and then, of course, you kind of have a postseason, you know, that goes to New Year's. But I personally, of course, my favorite is between Black Friday, you know, and Christmas Day itself, including Christmas Day, of course. And I love it. I do apologize, though, for last night not logging in. I totally meant to do the broadcast last night, but we were driving. We were in the middle of doing some things. Somehow we just... I don't want to say we forgot, but I'm sorry about that because I really meant to, really wanted to be on with you guys. And so I apologize for tonight being late. I got home like a half hour ago, but then but we're on, and I'm glad about it that we're on with you guys, and I don't know how many of you guys have heard of Bronner's, but it's the world's biggest Christmas store anywhere. And it's here in, it's actually in Frankenmuth, Michigan. It's a little bit bigger than, than the average Walmart. And, it's a pretty cool place. They have great ornaments there. And it's an experience, you know, to go there and pick out Christmas ornaments. You know, if that's your thing. I went there and I picked out some ornaments for some people and had fun with it. But of course, to everybody, it's their own thing about how they do it. You know how you do gifts and the like, and but I do want to remind you listeners of a couple things before I get into some Christmas, a few Christmas songs. And so the first thing I want to remind you about is about the book, Rivers of Miracles. It's the story of my life, how great God has been, about a God my mom believed in but could not see. But she still believed in him anyway. And I believe in him to this day. And, of course, she does too. It's a my book is a testimony of the greatness of God in my life. And it's something that I thank God for. Thank God for his gratefulness. As you should also be thankful for it. Amen. Because I know I am grateful for it. And so it's not something that I take lightly. It really isn't. But you can go online to the website riversofmiracles.com to find out information about the about the book Rivers of Miracles, and it's just a, you know, you can kind of find out about it. And I believe in God to sell as many, so we can sell as many copies of that book as possible. And hey, why not, while you're out there, while you're on it, why not buy it, another copy for someone else? Because after all, it's Christmas time, and you could check something, someone help check someone off the list of people that you need to buy for. And so, where you got? So, the other thing I want to remind you about is about the PayPal. And you can go online to paypal.com in order to sow a seed into the Miracle Man program. And I would tell you, please, go on that website, and you would be so glad that you did. Please go on there and sow a seed. It will make, you know, it's not, and if you're thinking, oh, he just wants my money, no. It's not about, oh, I want your money. No, I want you to get blessed. Have the blessing of the Lord on your life. That's what I want for you, is for you to get blessed. Amen. And so that's what I believe God for you, so that you can receive the blessing of God on your life. Amen. And amen. Yes. And it's a great thing. So, when you get on to PayPal, you type in Rivers Shukla, That is R-Y-V-E-R-S. And then the last name is Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Please keep in mind there is a space between Rivers and Shukla. Also, the first R in Rivers and then the S in Shukla, both of those are capitalized. So please make a note of that, if you kindly would. Please do that. And so, amen. And I always pray over your seed when you sow your seed. I always do. So please make a note of that. That I am praying for you when you sow your seeds. And it's not something that I take lightly. Amen. Now, I'm going to sing a few Christmas carols. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you want to be happy in a million ways, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, see the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. Doesn't matter how far away you roam, if you long for the sunshine and a friendly face, for the holidays you can't beat home, sweet home. I met a man who lives in Tennessee, and he was heading for Pennsylvania and some homemade pumpkin pie. From Pennsylvania, folks are traveling down to Dixie's sunny shore. From Atlantic to Pacific, see the traffic is terrific. Oh, there's no place like home for the holidays. 'Cause no matter how far away you roam, if you long for the sunshine and a friendly face, for the holidays, you can't beat home, sweet home. No, you can't. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a world Christmas. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops listen and children listen to hear sleigh bells in the snow. With every Christmas card I write, may your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven, heaven, nature sing. He rules the world with truth and grace, and makes the nations prove the glories of his righteousness, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love, and wonders of his love. Joy to the world, the Savior reigns, like rise the suns and dawns, through shields and bars, and rills and grain. Repeat the sound in joy, repeat the sound in joy, repeat, repeat the sound in joy. Joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven and nature sing, and heaven, heaven and nature sing. Away in the manger, no crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. The cattle are lowing now, little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I love you, Lord Jesus, and stay by my cradle till morning I pray. Be near me, Lord Jesus, I ask thee to stay close by me forever, and love me, I pray. Bless all the dear children in thy tender care, and take us to heaven to live with you there. And take us to heaven to live with you there. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We come before you humbly tonight. Thank you, Jesus, that you love us. You love us. You love us, Jesus. You were born unto us on that great day, Lord Jesus. And what a day that was for us, that you were born in the manger for us. It's because of you that we have new life. It's not because of us. It's nothing we did. It's what you did. You did it, Jesus. That's why we celebrate your birthday. Thank you, Master, for what you're doing in us. Thank you, Jesus, that we would be at peace as we go through this time, Lord God. That those listening would be at peace. That joy would come into their hearts. Because, Lord, for many people, this is, for some people, this is a very depressing time because of family, maybe different family things, maybe some trauma things that happen. But thank you, Lord Jesus, that you bring joy to these people. Thank you, Jesus, you bring joy to these people. And pray that we would get that attitude of joy back in us. And that we wouldn't be all stressed out about whatever it is that we might be worried about. That we would find joy and love in you, Jesus. And I thank you, Master, for every listener tuned in. You know what they have need of tonight. You know what they have need of. Maybe that's what they need is joy, but some of them, they need, may need more than just that. Some of them need healing in their body. Some of them need, you know, help with their finances, help in some other area. Thank you, Master, that you're meeting all these needs represented by these listeners tonight. And thank you that you anoint me to deliver this word tonight. And you anoint the ears of these listeners to hear the word tonight. And I thank you, Master, for that. And now I make my confession. I pray that partners, that partners come into this program, sponsors and partners. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that finances come in, that increases in listenership come into this program. Most importantly of all, Jesus, I thank you for the huge amount of souls coming into your kingdom as a result of this program. In Jesus' name, amen. I want you to go with me to Luke 1. Praise God, Luke 1. I'm going to teach tonight on why did Jesus come to this earth? As in, what did he come to this earth to do? So we're going to look at that. And I want to encourage your listeners, please follow along. Don't just sit there and be apart. Don't just sit there and be apart. Please. I want to look at, start looking at verse 5 of Luke 1. So Luke 1, 5. In the time of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah who belonged to the priestly division of Abijah, his wife. Elizabeth was also a descendant of Aaron. Both of them were upright in the eyes of God, observing all the Lord's commandments and regulations blamelessly. Aren't you glad they followed the directions of God? Amen. I am too. Reading on. But they had no children because Elizabeth was barren. And they both were well along in years. Hey, listeners, think about that. Hey, Victoria, would you rather have someone say that you're old, or would you rather have someone say that you're well along in years? What? Why would you rather someone say old?
Because if I'm old, I'm going to accept it.
But let's say right now, maybe, when you – so you would not mind saying the O word or hearing the O word?
Nope, I refer to myself as old quite frequently.
What?
It makes me feel old.
What? Really? Okay, but it says here they were both were well along in years. Well along in years. Verse 8. Once when Zechariah's definition was on duty and he was serving as priest before God, he was chosen by lot according to the custom of the priesthood to go into the temple of the Lord and to burn incense. And when the time of the burning incense came, all the assembled worshipers were praying outside. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing at the right side of the altar with incense. When Zechariah saw him, he was startled, and he was gripped with fear. But the angel said, "Don't be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife, Elizabeth, will bear a son. You are to give him the name John. He will be a joy and delight to you, and many will rejoice because of his birth, for he will be great in the sight of the Lord. He is never to take wine or other strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from birth. Many of the people from Israel he will bring back to the Lord their God. And he will go on before the Lord in the Spirit with power with Elijah to turn the hearts of the fathers to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord." Zechariah asked the angels, "How can this be? How can I be sure of this? I'm an old man. My wife is, well, also well advanced in years." The angel answered, "I'm Gabriel. I stand in the presence of God. I have been sent to speak to you and to tell you this good news. Now you will be silent and you will be unable to speak until the day this happens, because you did not believe my words, which will come true at the proper time." Meanwhile, the people were waiting for Zechariah and wondered why he stayed so long in the temple. when he came out. He couldn't speak to them, and they realized that he had seen a vision in the temple, and he kept making signs to them, but he remained unable to speak. When his time of service was completed, he returned home. After this, his wife, Elizabeth, became pregnant and for 5 months remained in seclusion. "The Lord has done this for me," she said. "In these days, he has shown the favor and has taken away my disgrace among the people." In the sixth month, verse 26, in the 6 months, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, which was a town in Galilee, to a virgin to be married to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel sent to her, went to her, and he said, "Greetings, you who are highly favored." You are highly favored. That's a compliment. The Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will be with child, and you will give birth to a son. You ought to give him the name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. He will reign over the house of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Never end. His kingdom will never end. Verse 34. "How will this be?" Mary asked the angel. "Since I'm a virgin," the angel answered, "the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, will have a child in her old age. And she who was said to be barren is in her sixth month, for nothing is impossible with God." "I am the Lord's servant," Mary answered. "May it be to me as you have said." Then the angel left her. Verse 39. At that time, Mary got ready and hurried to a town in the hill country of Judea, where she entered Zechariah's home and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the baby leaped in her womb for joy, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. In a loud voice, she exclaimed, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the child that you will bear. But why am I so favored that the mother of my Lord should come to me? As soon as the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the baby in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed is she who has believed that what the Lord has said to her will be accomplished." Verse 46. Mary said, "My soul glorifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior, for he has been mindful of the humble state of his servant. From now on, all generations will call me blessed, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is his name. His mercy extends to those who fear him from generation to generation. He has performed mighty deeds with his arm. He has scattered those who are proud in their inmost thoughts. He has brought down rulers from their thrones, but has lifted up the humble. He has filled the hungry good things, but has sent the rich away empty-handed. He has helped his servant Israel, remembering to be merciful to Abraham and his descendants forever, even as he said to our fathers. Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months and then returned home. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy and then shared her joy. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child, and they were going, that's the father, but his mother spoke up and said, no, he is to be called John. They said to her, there is no one among your relatives who has that name. Then they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. He asked for a writing tablet and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, his name is John. Immediately his mouth was open, his tongue was loosened, and he began to speak, praising God. The neighbors were all filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all of these things. Everyone who heard this wondered about it. Was asking, what then is this child going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him. Before I mention, you know, why Jesus came into this earth, what did he come to the earth to do? I figured I would mention something to you in what we read. So, Zechariah, at first he had a hard time believing that Elizabeth was even going to have a baby. He didn't think that they could have a child because they were both rather old. And but then later, what ended up happening was his tongue was muted because he didn't believe. He had his tongue muted. He was made mute all because he couldn't believe, and he showed through his mouth that he didn't believe. And he was not unmuted until he looked at that scroll. They wrote that scroll, and on it, it said his name was John. Until it said his name was John, they didn't believe it. They didn't believe it. They didn't believe it. I mean, he didn't believe it. I mean, he did not believe what he was seeing. At first, he didn't believe it. So because of that, he had his lips muted until he read what was written. Well, it said his name was John. Then his lips were open, and he was able to speak. But then even Mary, when it was Mary's turn, she was wondering when an angel came to Mary and said, "You are also going to have a baby." And the angel informed her that Elizabeth, your relative, she is in her 6th month of pregnancy. Because Mary's like thinking, well, how am I going to conceive? And she says, I'm a virgin. It was through the Holy Spirit that she became pregnant. So, in other words, it was not a traditional pregnancy. She was made pregnant by the Holy Ghost. And in Matthew, the angel says, Mary, don't be a... She tells Joseph, actually, she tells Joseph not to be afraid to take Mary as his wife. And he says, and don't be afraid, because what is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. So he didn't want Joseph to think, oh no, this could be trouble. I'm getting pregnant with someone. I mean, I'm getting married to someone who's already pregnant. Uh-oh. But then the angels, like, nope. Because what's conceived of her was from the Holy Ghost. But how it's the... Jesus is the Son of God. So, why did he come onto this earth? Well, he came to save us. Matthew 1:21, Jesus came to save his people from their sins. Not from prayer, not from Bible study, not from their pastor, not from church attendance. Nope, he came to save his people from their sins. Number two, he came to save sinners. The greatest miracle in your Bible, folks, is salvation. It's not healing in your body, even though that's a great miracle. The greatest miracle that can happen in your life is salvation. When your soul got saved, then you became a new man when you got saved, gave your life to Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Master, for that. Yes. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master. That's a great one. Number three. He came to destroy the works of the devil. You see, the devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil came to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, to destroy the works of the devil. That's part of why he came to this earth. And he's going to put his foot down on the Mount of Olives after the rapture. He's going to put his foot down after the rapture, later, after the tribulation. He's going to put his foot down on the Mount of Olives. Number four, John 10:10. He came to give life. Oh, and not just to give life. He came to give life and life abundantly. Abundantly. And what does abundant mean? A lot. Abundant means a lot, folks, not just a little bit. It means a lot. That's what he came for. To give life and life more abundantly. Amen. Life and life more abundantly. That's what it was. Amen. And that's something to be grateful for, that he came to bring life abundantly. Yes. I'm very thankful for that. You can think of it what you want to, but I'm thankful for it. I am. Number five. Jesus came to establish government, his government. In Isaiah, where it says, and the government shall be upon the shoulders, that's his government. That's not Big Brother. That's God's government, Jesus' government, church government, his kind. Save his people from their sins. Part of what that means, folks, is the Bible says that all have fallen short of the glory of God. Everyone sinned. We all have. He came to save you from your sin. Not to make it so that you could feel free to go out and keep sinning. He came so you could be free from it. From that sin. Because he didn't want you to keep sinning. He wanted you free. That's why he came to the earth. He came to save sinners. Make it so they could go to heaven and not hell. Because in order to make heaven, you must be born again. You must be born again. That's the way it's written out. Says you must be born again. There's no maybe. It says you must be born again. Amen. And if you're not born again, you won't make heaven. If you accept Jesus as your Christ, because you accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, though, then you can make heaven. But you should try to live the most, you know, the best way that you can in the eyes of God. What does that mean? Stay out of sin. You know, don't lie. Don't cheat. Don't be, you know, drinking, carousing. You know, things that, find out what God thinks about certain things. And if you think about this, the Bible is God's blueprint for us. Spiritual blueprint. Amen. The way that I personally see it. And it's up to you whether you see it that way. Or not. The other thing that I want to mention real quick, came to destroy the works of the devil. Destroy them. Not to just kind of weaken them, but destroy them. And yes, you know, we still have things happening. But when we start the 1,000-year reign, there will be no devil. It'll be done. Done with. Done for. Born to give us life and life more abundantly. That's part of where we get healing from. Amen. That's part of where we get healing from. Abundant life. Healing, we can say, is part of that. Thank God for my healing. Thank God for my healing. Amen. I always thank God for that. You should be thanking God for yours. Amen. It's something that I honestly thank the Lord for all the time. It's for his health and for his divine healing power. And so that's something that I think about and I go, yeah. The other, another, and then he came to establish government, and the government shall be upon their shoulders. That's not the FBI. It's not the CIA. No, it's Jesus's government. So that's what you can tell people if and when they ask questions as you go through this season, as we go through this Christmas season. As to, like, if they ask, you know, why did Jesus come onto the earth in the first place? Why didn't he just stay in heaven? And then you can answer them accordingly. And you can tell them, number one, he came to save his people from their sins. Number two, he came to save sinners. Number three, to destroy the works of the devil. Number four, to give us life and life more abundantly. Number five, to establish his governance. And then when someone asks you, what does Emmanuel mean? It means God is with us. Not was, not is going to be, is. God is with us. Amen. He is. So don't be sitting thinking something otherwise, you know, something different. Because God is with us. Heavenly Father, thank you for this word. Pray that we would get this in our hearts, that we would share this with people as we go through the holiday season. Yes. And that people will hear this word and they will be better for it in the name of Jesus. And now, for a quick sports update, Lions are off to take on the New York Jets in New Jersey this weekend. They are 6-7. They'll need to win, I would say, 3 of their last 4 games in order to make the playoffs. Winning 4-4 would be the ultimate, but they would need the Giants to lose some and the Commanders to lose some. As the NFC least, as it is sometimes called, this year is not the least. It's not exactly the least. It's the East. This year is not exactly the least. Meaning, because if you think about it, Eagles 12-1, Cowboys 10-3, and you already have a 7-6, you had a Commanders and Giants tie. That if one of those was actually a loss, if it was a loss for one of them in a way that could have helped us, but it wasn't. So that's the part of this that makes it kind of tricky. But I think all 4 games are winnable. Honest prediction for Sunday. Roaring Lion, 28. Big Airplane, 18. All right, folks. I confess Psalm 91 over us in the name of Jesus. I say that no evil shall befall us No plague shall come nigh our dwelling. You've given your angels charge over us to keep us in all of our ways. No drug to drunk driver, no rapist, no burglar, no suicide, fire, flood, or crash. We're going to live in great peace and great joy and be a powerful witness for you, Jesus. And I sure love you. Until next time, we wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas. We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Good tidings we bring wherever you are. Good tidings for Christmas and a Happy New Year. Until Monday, God first, God always. So long, everybody. And if you don't tune in before Christmas, Merry Christmas. So long, everybody.